Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. Guys, it's Tuesday, it's depressing outside. Till yesterday it was so sunny that you can just go out and enjoy the sun and walking. And just in 24 hours the temperature dropped by half and it's raining. I really don't like this weather, but what to do? Anyhow, for today I have some really weird thought experiments, because last week I spent a whole week away with some potential partner from the US, but that's like a separate podcast on its own. But he triggered one thought with me that I haven't thought about before, and it's about, you know, when I talked a lot about create digital assets, and I think I even had a few podcast episodes where I was talking about digital real estate, comparing it to the physical real estate where you buy the real estate and then you can have one as a landlord, you can have one tenant, while in the digital real estate you can have the same real estate but just sell it indefinitely as a subscription. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy, because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world, but I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. And he actually had some weird logic that I was like, so that's how it is. And I'll share you the secret. He was like, well, Dancho, you kind of look at it wrong, because you're mixing in the digital in the world one variable that it's not the same. And I was like, shoot me, I can have this kind of conversation all year long as there's beer. He said, you know what, when you're looking at the physical real estate, you're looking at buying an apartment and then renting it, right? So you're buying it and renting it, while in the digital real estate you're thinking of building a digital asset, whether it's a book, whether it's a software and stuff, and then renting it. And the main difference between that is that on the first one you're buying, on the other one you're building. And if you want to have the example more merit, you need to compare it like building a real estate, both on online and in the offline. It was like, imagine that as a construction company, you need to build everything and then rent it. And only then you can compare it in the digital world on the digital real estate, where you build some digital real estate and then you rent it. And for me, it was like, and I don't know if I transferred the conversation pretty well, but I'm gonna give you my So I was like, then why am I bothering building digital real estate? In the physical, I mean, even if you ask me, Dancho, would you build an apartment or would you buy an apartment? I would always buy it. Of course, it will be more expensive because the builder has to make their commission and stuff. But guess what? How many headaches are you gonna have if you start building? First, you need to find the land, you need some contracts, you need some mortgage, then you need a lot of permits. That's a lot of paperology that I don't want to be involved. And only after 2 years of building and arguing with builders and corrections and inspections and everything, you're gonna get yourself an apartment. And I was like, well, that's what I'm doing in my digital real estate, because my first book took us 2 years, the second one took 6 months. Actually 6 months to write the manuscript, but it's 9 months. The Digital Academy took me 12 months to build it. So I'm struggling with all the building part. And then my was like, well, if I want to apply the real estate just into the digital, I should start buying digital assets, not building them. I understand the importance of, yeah, you build it and tailor it to your needs. But man, come on, how many digital assets are on sale at this point in the world? I mean, let's talk about B2B world. I bet I can go on MicroAcquire, which is now Acquire, or some other platforms that are selling softwares. I can just buy an automation tool. So instead of me building an automation tool from scratch and then hiring developers and then figuring out the infrastructure and then managing that team, that's building a digital real estate. On the other hand, I can just buy it as it is and then translate it into B2B. So that's the main difference. And maybe I made it more complicated with the software world, but how many digital ebooks or digital courses are available where you can buy the rights? Like, I'm not gonna create a new digital asset of creating a new online course, which will take me 9 months. Instead, I would just buy the rights for an existing one and I can just rebrand it, put it under my name. Or a blog platform. Imagine there is a blog with more than 200 blogs. If I do that from scratch, it's gonna take me an eternity, maybe a year, maybe two, to do it. But on the other hand, if I just go and buy a blog that talks about B2B lead generation and appointment setting and what's or not, well, guess what? I'm buying it, I'm plugging it into my business, and I immediately have a digital asset that starts working. So for me, that was a new way at looking at things. So it's no longer, well, I'm building my digital assets, but yeah, some things that are critical for me, I want me to build them, like the books that I'm writing and some of the courses. But I was never open to the idea that I can just buy digital assets as I'm buying apartments. And for me, that was the aha moment. And I really hope that you understood it. So instead of spending one book 2 years, then I need 5 books, so that's 10 years. I don't have the time to build 10 apartments one by one or even write 5 books. Well, the alternative is save time. And by saving time, you're actually buying an existing asset, whether it's a physical, whether it's a digital. So now when I started looking at the digital world, I was like, that opens a whole new world of possibilities for me. And I hope it opened a few for you, because instead of saying, yeah, you know what, creating an online podcast is really nice, but it's so much time. Yeah, owning a blog that is published weekly, it's so much time. Well, if you value your time over money, you can just buy existing assets and that's it. And that's my lessons for today. And I really hope you'll find it useful as I did. So I have to go pick up my kid, guys. So over and out. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.